We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So says the Declaration of Independence. But in the last 50 years or so, abortion has greatly undermined the right to life. We're going to talk about that right now with the Reverend Dean Nelson, who is with the Human Coalition Action. Their website is hucoaction.org. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And specifically, we're going to be talking about some of the attacks against pro-life groups. Reverend Nelson, it's great to have you back on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Jerry, it's always good to be with you. Thanks for having me and always addressing important issues, particularly on the sanctity of human life.
Sure. Okay, first of all, how about just a quick comment, since I try to kind of put this all in the framework of what the founders said about, you know, the right to life being paramount versus what we have today in modern America, especially with widespread abortion.
Well, I think it's important that you highlight that, because it is true from our founding of this nation, the idea of protection for people and the idea of the right to life has been at the forefront of, you know, our country. And I think it's important, particularly at this day and age, to highlight that, because there's a lot of discussion today as to whether or not the federal government has a role to protect preborn children. And we certainly would argue that it does, just because from the founding documents, as you read, there's an important emphasis on the right to life. And so we're really excited about the advocacy work that we're doing at Human Coalition Action around the country to make abortion unthinkable and unnecessary throughout our land. And part of the way that we do that is by engaging with women who are seeking to get an abortion and help them to make a healthy choice for themselves and for their preborn children. Because the fundamental emphasis for us is that every person is created in the image and likeness of God. And just because they may be young and in their mother's womb doesn't mean that they should be denied the right to be protected.
All right. Now, recently, Pinkston Communications released a statement, and I want to read it to you. It's about three or four sentences, and I'd like you to just go ahead and comment on all these points therein. Okay? Here we go. All right. There have been more than 80 attacks on pro-life groups since last May. Finally, some arrests are being made, but the Department of Justice has also indicted dozens of pro-life advocates in that same time frame. Pro-life groups want answers and sued the Department of Justice for documentation. Additionally, several states are considering cracking down on crisis pregnancy centers, end quote. So go ahead and wax eloquent on all these issues, sir. Please.
Yeah. So as you know, Jerry, since last fall with the leak of the Dobbs case and then obviously the eventual statement, you know, from the justices of overturning Roe versus Wade, there has been something that some have referred to as Jane's revenge. And this has been abortion proponents that have done attacks on pro-life pregnancy centers and pro-life entities around the country. I think the last count I saw was 86, and these don't even include churches. There have been a number of churches that have also been firebombed, vandalized, that are not even included in that number of 86. And so there have been a lot of pro-life leaders that have been gravely upset at this, because we know that there have been this number, but there for a long time had been no arrests, no indictments until just really about a month ago when there was, but there still have only been two. We have over, 80 of these type of things that have already occurred. And so we have from, Wisconsin, a firebombing. And there was also a good friend of mine in Philadelphia whose pregnancy center was vandalized. In New York State, there have been numbers of attacks. And so there were two organizations, the Heritage Foundation, as well as Mike Pence's new organization that is advancing American freedom. They actually did challenge the Justice Department, and they've sued because they realized that nothing really substantive has been done. And all the while, the Biden administration under their watch, the Justice Department has actually attacked pro-lifers, people that are simply peacefully protesting. And that is something of grave concern. And so many pro-life advocates are trying to work hard to put the pressure on the Justice Department and the Biden administration to do what they are supposed to do, and that is to protect innocent life and to do justice. And they have not demonstrated themselves to be competent.
This is a very scary thing because it seems as if there's a two-tier justice system, you know, one for you if you're pro-life and another for you if you're pro-abortion.
That's exactly right. And it's deeply saddened that it's a president who considers himself to be Catholic. And if you go back, you know, a decade or two, who would have voted, you know, on issues differently when he was in the Senate. And so we're really concerned, and we want to let as many people know to keep the pressure on by, you know, writing to their or, you know, emailing or contacting their elected officials to let them know that pregnancy centers do a great good around the country. There are over 2,500 pregnancy centers cumulatively. They provide over $100 million of community cost savings, and they are serving women and helping women to make a healthy decision for their preborn children. And in states, as you mentioned earlier, like Minnesota, as well as states like Colorado, and even in a conservative state like Kentucky, they're trying to push bills that would actually limit the effectiveness and come against these pro-life pregnancy centers. And so we need to be on the offensive, letting people know the great work that pregnancy centers do and telling them that this cannot be a politically motivated agenda. People like Elizabeth Warren at the federal level has made negative comments about pregnancy centers. People need to know the great work that they do within their communities to help women and children.
Yeah. I mean, in fact, you mentioned Senator Warren, and she actually used the word harmful, saying that these crisis pregnancy centers are harmful. And I remember doing a story, for example, for D. James Kennedy Ministries out in California about a crisis pregnancy center. And here was this young woman that we interviewed that had been a crack addict and heroin, you know, she was on heroin and drugs, and she was, you know, basically stealing and so forth. Well, she went into a crisis pregnancy center because she wanted to make sure she was pregnant because she thought she was, and she was. And she was determined to get an abortion, but she listened to their spiel to talk, you know, try and talk her out of it. They not only talked her out of it, you know, and after showing the sonogram and so forth, they ended up helping her at every step along the way, including giving birth to a healthy little boy. And it changed her whole life. She accepted Jesus. She got a job. I mean, it was like, you know, night and day. And, you know, so from drugs to Christ, and it was the crisis pregnancy center that helped. And then here somebody like Elizabeth Warren says these are centers of harm, bringing harm to women.
Yeah, it's preposterous. It is politically motivated. The abortion proponents don't like the work of pregnancy centers, because if you think about it, every time that a pregnancy center is able to engage with a woman, help her with her needs, and that woman chooses life, that's, you know, $500 or $1,000 that the abortion clinic is not going to get. It is a billion-dollar industry that is motivated largely by greed. And at Human Coalition, our emphasis has always been on how can we engage effectively with these roughly 1 million women every year that are seeking to get an abortion, engage with them, help them with their challenges and their circumstances so that they would choose to parent. In fact, out of the hundreds of thousands of women that we have served, our research shows that 76% of women seeking abortion say that they would choose to parent if their circumstances were different. And that is an important role for not just Human Coalition, but also for the church. How can we come alongside women to help them in these difficult circumstances and then stay with them, encourage them so that their transition from a life of dependency to a life of independence, where they are, just as you stated, there are so many stories, great stories of women who have come through this process where they are now committed to Christ. They're in a loving, encouraging family environment. And they even testimonies in Texas of some of them purchasing their own homes, But that is real women's empowerment. And that's what we aim to do at Human Coalition, not to do as Elizabeth Warren and others are saying, to force women essentially to get an abortion. We believe in women's empowerment, and that's what we've done at Human Coalition, and that's what we do advocating for these women through Human Coalition Action.
We mentioned earlier the Department of Justice and the example of some pro-lifers being arrested and so forth, but some of the details about that is would strike me as just being sheer overkill. For example, you know, a SWAT team-like arrest with multiple officers for a, you know, trying to arrest, and they did arrest a peaceful pro-life Catholic author who's a father of many children, and his wife was there, and it's just like, what is this all about? And I understand now he's suing, he was exonerated, and he's suing the Department of Justice for this, you know, incredible situation. But he was accused, I guess, of trying to defend his son, who was 12 years old, who was pushed by a, you know, somebody at the pro-abortion center. And I guess he pushed back or something like that. And for this, you know, it was as if he was physically attacking the person. But it's like, this is overkill, to put it nicely.
You know, I have participated with peaceful protests over the years, Jerry, and I will tell you, it is beyond just beyond comprehension what some of these people will do. They will get in your face, they will spit at you, they will curse you, they will call you all sorts of names, and they will push up against. We've seen it. They're trying to agitate us so that they can get this type of action. Now, certainly if a child is being pushed, I think any parent would want to stand up for their child. But for to have the Justice Department to send in like SWAT teams ultimately to, attack and to arrest, you know, these parents, it's unconscionable. And I'm glad that he is going to sue them, because we have to do everything within the bounds of the law to push back against the kind of insanity. We're simply standing up to protect the rights of preborn children, and they are trying to descend upon us to attack us, and we have to at least let them know that that's unacceptable.
Well, now I know that in your office you have a portrait of Frederick Douglass behind you. Here was a great anti-slavery activist and so forth. And my question for you is, as we look back at people who justified slavery way back when, and we think, how could you possibly do that? Even somebody, in some cases, that profess to be Christians. Do you think future generations will look back at us and say, how come you weren't caring about justice for the preborn babies and the mothers who were confused?
I do believe that. I really do believe that. Number one, because we know that we are standing according to God's standard. All of us, as we stated, are created in the image and likeness of God. I believe that additionally, science is on our side. 98% of biologists agree that life begins at conception. We can see that, you know, a heartbeat at the moment of six, we know that a baby, you know, in the womb is sucking their thumb. We know that they can feel pain around 12 or 13 weeks. I believe the science and the evidence is on our side. There are people certainly that are going to always, you know, their mind will justify, you know, what their heart has chosen. But in reality, I think that we continue to make the case that all preborn children deserve protection. And I think that future generations will see that and will condemn the attitudes of what many are doing today. And I have to be clear, I will say that one consistent from Frederick Douglass's time till now has been the Democrat Party, has been the party that has been against humanity. They were against black people. They were supportive of slavery. And they, again, in this day and age, are supportive of abortion on demand up until the ninth month. This is ridiculous. Not even people who are registered Democrats agree with that. And so we need to be honest and be clear with all people, with the American public, and let them know and push back. We work very closely with Democrats for Life and other organizations to try to push back against this egregious, over-the-top policy of killing children even up until the ninth.
All right, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Jerry.